Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Robert seems like he's getting cold feet over his new wedding. Ugh. And Frances has to deal with her new boyfriend's wife. Not ex-wife, but wife. And Diane gets confronted by Nick's victim. You don't want to miss this.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
Doing our divorce dance.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Let's get us in the mood. What's up, guys? I'm Katie Foley, and we are here talking about Divorce Season 3, Episode 2, and I'm joined by my lovely co-host.
Thank you, Tatiana Marisa. Thank you.
Awesome. So today we are going to be covering Sex and the City, actually. Sarah Jessica Parker comes out, and she's talking about this whole Me Too moment.
Oh, really?
On AOL.com. So we'll cover that in our news segment. And also, we'll be covering celebrity divorces in our special segment. But let's get into the episode. So what were your overall thoughts?
I really liked this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good. Now that I have kind of like more of a understanding of what's going on.
Yes.
Because the first episode was
so jarring.
So like, yeah, what? Where yeah. are we?
No now continuity. Know, yeah.
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 Now that I know, I'm like, okay. Now I can grasp where everybody's at,
absolutely.
And I can kind of like lock in to what they're going through.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, yeah, like again, it had been what, almost a year and a half from season two to season three?
It's about.
About. Yeah. And that seemed to be probably about the amount of time of storyline that we missed out on, too. Mm-hmm. So to jump back into that last episode was a little jarring, but this one felt like we were coasting a little bit more.
Definitely.
Definitely. Definitely. Well, let's get into it. So Frances is continuing to move on from the Robert saga, and she's with this great new guy. Seems great.
Love him.
Henry, love him.
Good
love
job,
him.
Henry.
Yes, good job, Henry.
I'm rooting for you, Henry.
I'm rooting for him, too. And, you know, it's funny because we were talking about this last week. The trailer this week made it look like, you know, Henry was actually going to end up being kind of a scumbag because the way he dropped the whole, you know, I'm still married news on Frances.
Right.
What did you think about that?
At first, I was ready to just dismiss him.
Yes.
Right? Because I'm like, oh, no, Frances. Like, how do you track these men?
Yes.
You know? Just, but he actually proved himself.
He did,
I think, to be a really upstanding guy. And he did say they just were married because of the business.
The business. Exactly. Right,
what does he do? Like contracting work? I'm assuming.
Something
like that.
I don't feel like he really got into what he actually does.
Right.
It was just about the business. Yeah, I mean, I think the way that he broke it to her was kind of shady with the whole slamming the door and like. I don't know. I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, and maybe he's just awkward like that.
I mean, he admitted, like, he was being honest.
Yes.
He was avoiding the issue.
Yes.
And he told that to her.
Right.
So I was like, okay.
Okay. Brownie points.
One brownie point.
Yes, one brownie point.
Get back on the good side.
Totally. Yeah. Totally. And that trip to Miami, I mean, a million brownie points for that.
Yes.
That was awesome.
And then helping her find her daughter.
Yes. And then
he's back in my good graces.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And, I mean, I don't think that Frances could really be, you know, dealing with Robert's wedding if it wasn't for him.
Absolutely.
Honestly,
not.
Because
I mean, would you rather a trip to the zoo?
Yeah.
Instead?
Right? No, her friends are not helpful right now.
Take you to the
at
zoo.
At all.
Like, oh, okay, I'm a grown
right.
up. I mean,
no, totally.
Don't get me wrong, I like a good zoo trip. But
absolutely. Absolutely. But yeah, not healing. Not healing for what she's well, not only the wedding, but also the new baby news,
yes.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which Frances is handling beautifully.
Beautifully.
By
yeah.
the way.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, granted, when she was breaking the news to the children, she was doing her Frances.
Yes.
Where she was trying to get into it, but, you know, and talk a lot. But Robert
yes.
knows her well enough to know, you know.
He just interjected.
Interjected.
And took it.
Yes.
And in classic Robert fashion. Just
exactly.
Blurted it.
This is what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel about that whole Confession. Delivery. Yeah, delivery, special package.
I mean, it's a lot for the kids to take.
Yeah.
You know, I again, in my mind, just because we didn't see what happened in between, right. You know, that gap of time that we missed, I feel like it's so sudden.
Yes.
And he was unwilling to admit that it was a mistake.
Absolutely.
And I thought that was kind of interesting.
Absolutely.
You know, just own it. I mean, it happens to plenty of people.
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, you're not exempt from that.
Yeah, I love how their son was calling him out about protection. That
right.
was hilarious. Hilarious. But right. in any event, Francis is handling it beautifully.
Yes.
And I really do think that it's to Henry's credit, because, you know, her situation with her job right now, not the best. What did you think about that?
She's not even clear what she's doing.
There. Yeah. She's
I don't even think the guy that she works for likes birds.
No.
In all honesty.
No.
I think he hates his job.
Yeah, he seems like it. He yeah. seems like it. Yeah, and like he seems to be getting grumpier as time goes on. And,
yes.
and, you know, this is kind of a natural human thing of, like, you meet someone and they're kind of on their best behavior. And then as the time goes on, especially if we're working with them, you know,
right.
you see the gradual decline. But, yeah, what did you think about, like, that whole, like, her making the bird jokes and then him calling her out for it and, like, stomping off?
I agree with him. Okay?
Yeah, no,
like, the
absolutely.
Bird jokes needed to stop.
They need to stop. They need
like,
to stop.
Okay, like, we understand. And she was just compensating for how much she doesn't know
totally.
About birds. But she's, what is she doing there?
No.
Like, oh, you're
yeah.
going to answer phone calls. Who calls?
Right. Right. He didn't give her a clear, he's like, you have to do everything. She's like, what does that mean? He's like, don't tell bird jokes. Like,
right.
what? Okay, so.
I think that, and then the sister was like, get stamps. But
yes.
I think he's going to groom her to replace him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because he hates his job.
Because he hates his job. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I just thought it was so ironic that he calls her out for the bird jokes. And maybe it's because of his sister. Because his sister is
yes.
such a bird lover
mm-hmm.
that the moment he steps away that she starts cooing and making Francis coo.
And she's like, burr, burr,
yeah.
Francis burr,
is like,
so uncomfortable.
She's like, what am I doing here?
Fit in.
Absolutely. 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 But yeah, I mean, and also, you know, the way that Francis handled the Lila running away from the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was such a champ.
She's a great mom.
She is.
She's a great mom. Because, you know, I was trying to put myself in her shoes.
She's
right?
also a mom.
What? Yes.
Yes.
I am a mom. My kids are not anywhere near that age. But
yeah.
I was trying to put myself in her shoes. And I thought, you know, like, would I be upset or would I have some kind of you know, would I be upset at Robert and be like, you don't have to go to the wedding if you don't want to, you
yeah.
know, like, cause that would totally be a dig and probably not the right way to handle it. So I'm assuming that's probably what I would do. You don't have to go. You don't want
you
to. I'm
go.
Not going.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I'm going to Miami.
But it was,
yeah.
she handled it exquisitely.
Yeah. She was so mature about the whole situation. I know that she was looking forward to Miami. You
mm-hmm.
know, it was something
for her
out of her comfort zone.
But
you
that's the life of the mom.
That is. Yeah.
You know, you
sacrifice.
It's total.
Yeah.
You plan something to do for yourself and you're like, get close to it and something happens and then you have
right.
to make that choice.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can make that sacrifice.
You're like, Miami or
I want to go to Miami. Yeah, no, absolutely. But she was so cool and mature about the whole thing. And that's why I think, like, for one of the first times, Lila really respected her here. Because that was such
mm-hmm.
a theme throughout season one and two of Lila just completely not respecting Francis.
Right.
And she totally, like, owned it. And Lila was like, okay, I'm going to go, you know?
Well, I think Francis kind of started treating her as not an equal, but like being completely honest with her.
Absolutely.
As far as her feelings, because that's one of the things
yes.
she asked, and you're okay with this?
Right.
Like after the whole pregnancy announcement, you're okay with
you're
this?
Okay
and
with
she
this?
Was like, yeah, it's a blessing.
Right.
You know, which we all know. I mean, Lila was like, you're full of crap.
Right.
That's not true.
Right.
So the fact that she's actually being honest with her.
Yes.
I think is kind of building their relationships so they can, you know.
Yeah. Well,
be
and
truthful
I think,
about
I
all
think
this.
Francis is actually treating Lila more like an adult,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting to see their relationship now versus, you know, like last week with Diane and Dallas.
Right.
Right. And Dallas is treating Diane like she's a child.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, Dallas.
Dallas. I mean, that's a yes.
It's a whole other story.
Absolutely. Well, let's get into what about Robert? Robert and his cold feet as he's prepping.
It kind of leaves us a little bit of a cliffhanger.
I know.
In this episode.
It really does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he basically had his bachelorette part, or his bachelor party.
Well, it was like bachelorette, with bachelor. Party.
With his ex-wife.
Yes.
So that was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
You know, that's not what you would expect. And, you know, I'm glad that that happened, because then he was actually able to be honest with somebody. Here we go with honesty again, right? Because he doesn't really have anybody to talk to.
No.
But this whole thing, how he's feeling, all of it. Like, he doesn't have anybody to talk to. And Francis, of course, knows him the best.
Right.
So he's like, you know, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, because he can't talk to Jackie, because it's Jackie's first marriage.
Right.
So it's a lot of pressure for him.
And she's pregnant.
So
she's like surging with hormones.
Yes. They've known each other less than a year. So I guess it hasn't been a year and a half gap.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Good. Yes.
Yeah.
That's totally alluding to the time frame.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's a lot. And it's funny to watch his. I love the little coach assistant that he has, and the guy like so looks up to Robert.
Yeah, he's my role model. He's like, how am I your role model?
Right.
I've been divorced and I'm getting married to a woman that I don't really know. And
yeah. And even before that, Robert's always been like, you know,
interesting.
Definitely not the pinnacle. You know, not a role model. But no. But I mean, he's such a funny character.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thomas Hayden Church, I love you. Anyways. No, but I mean, it was, I have to say that this part of the episode for me was just kind of painful to watch Robert, because it really, I'm not sure that he's completely in love with Jackie. I think that he's enamored by her.
Yes.
You know, she's beautiful and she's fun and she's like a guy's girl, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't. But he even admitted to Francis, he's like, I don't know what I'm doing here, you know?
Well, nobody knows him like Francis
does.
And so he's starting over, jumping into this relationship where he has to build that foundation again for somebody to know him that well.
Right.
And that's really overwhelming.
Totally.
You know? Do you think that Jackie is like a rebound?
I think Jackie is absolutely a rebound.
Because
if you...
Horrible! You're going to marry your rebound and have a baby with her.
Seriously, remember that freaky girl he was dating in between?
Oh, yes.
They weren't even dating, but they fooled around that
weird
other mom.
The teacher.
Yeah. Like, he hasn't had much of an opportunity to really date around. He just kind of jumped into this because Jackie, she's a catch.
She's very alluring.
She's great. And I know that it's especially overwhelming for him right now with the baby and with, you know, her not doing as well.
It's only going to get more overwhelming.
Exactly.
Because the baby's not even here yet.
Exactly.
And so once the baby is here and he has to start all over, mm-hmm. and you got the diapers and the feedings in the middle of the night, and then you got the wife with the hormones. I mean, come on. It's like, it's a madhouse.
It's a madhouse.
After our baby's born. It's a madhouse.
It's a madhouse. Absolutely.
Fellow mamas, right? It's a madhouse. Okay.
Yeah, no. I mean, it did really break my heart, though, when, you know, he was out to dinner with Francis and he admitted to her, like, you know, I don't know what I'm doing here, but, you know, with you.
They just didn't give themselves a chance to heal.
No, they did not.
Like, they didn't address their relationship.
Yeah.
Right when, from the beginning, like when they started having marital problems and they were even throwing around like divorce. And it was just so, they just did it in such a haste.
Yes.
You know, that there was just no healing. Like they didn't even try.
Yeah.
To save their marriage.
Yeah.
So of course there's all of these leftover feelings.
Yeah. Well, and honestly, I put that a lot on Frances. I mean, she just jumped into that affair, you know, without trying to, you know, explore having a better relationship with Robert. You know, I know
making
it's easier
it spicy.
Yeah, easier said than making it spicy. Role playing? No.
I mean, if it works for you.
Right. I mean, I know it's easier said than done. You know, and yeah, I mean, it's just heartbreaking to see the two of them together. Because
it is.
Yeah.
There's
so much.
They're a good fit.
Yeah. Yes.
And they they work well together. Yeah. It was just, you know, of course you're going to have problems in your marriage,
of like course.
Or any relationship that you're in. There are problems. It's just how you work through them is what matters.
Absolutely.
And they just kind of failed to work through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they just...
They're just like, divorce.
Divorce. Boom. They're done. Like, we're not going to be like Nick and Diane.
Yeah.
Which we'll get there in a second. Yeah. Okay. But I did want to mention, I felt like, though, it was a really nice moment with Robert and Jackie with the dress. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I know that he forgot about the dress, and I think that was so natural. He has a million things he's trying to do for her. And, you know, on top of his own life with the coaching and with his kids and everything else going on, dress, like, okay, you know, let's give him a hall pass on that. What did you think about that?
I mean, yeah, you can give him a hall pass, but that's, like, one of the most important things in a wedding.
Yeah.
It's like the bride's dress.
But what a strange reason to have that dress. It's the night that they conceived the child.
I mean, I think it's the only thing she kind of has to hang on to. It's not like they have all these memories.
No.
Because it hasn't been a long time.
Right.
So I think she was just trying to, you know, grasp something familiar.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, I'm not really sure. I thought it was strange as well.
It was very bizarre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just she didn't fit into a wedding dress. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, she could find a wedding dress.
I know plenty of people find
her.
A pregnant wedding dress.
Yeah,
I
absolutely.
Don't know.
That's a very normal
I'm
thing.
I'm reaching for things.
No, it was definitely one of the stranger Jackie moments. Mm-hmm. You know, it reminded me of like when she thanked Francis for divorcing him, you know, just like
kind of like this backhanded,
weird,
yeah.
Jackie moment.
Well, I mean, she's got claws.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, she does.
That's how we saw them. Like,
yes.
She's not like, I'm Jackie. You know, like, that's
no.
That's not her at all.
No.
So, you know, women, man.
Yeah, women. I don't know how you guys deal with them. I don't know how I deal with myself sometimes. But yeah, I think that was really a nice moment between the two of them where she got the dress on and she has a stain and he's like, well, let's just put another Merlot stain, which I love that they reference Merlot because if anyone's a Sideways fan, Merlot was on a huge, it actually dropped in sales because of Sideways.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did not know.
Oh, yeah. Because there's that famous line, I'm not having any effing Merlot. And then they stopped selling as much Merlot.
Crazy.
Yeah. Countrywide. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. It's my favorite Thomas Hayden Church movie. I love Thomas Hayden Church. Anyways.
Tidbit.
But yeah, I think that moment between the two of them reassured me a little bit about their relationship. How did you feel about that?
I mean, he definitely, I think that's when he decided in his mind, like, this is the right thing to do.
Yes.
I'm going to marry you. But I'm not sure if he thought this is the right thing to do because you're pregnant. And he's very, I think he's very hell-bent on making this relationship work.
Totally.
Because after you go through divorce, you kind of feel like a failure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm assuming I've never been divorced.
Well, he said that.
But yeah.
He's like, this one has to work because I've already done this before.
Right.
Yeah.
And so now it's kind of has pride in it now because it's like, I'm not gonna go through this again.
Yes.
Because the divorce was so nasty.
Yes.
You know? So if he's so determined, it makes me question his motives mm-hmm. for getting married.
Yes.
I'm sure he loves Jackie, right?
Right.
But I'm not sure that, like, the marriage is going to be built off of everything it should be.
No.
You know? Yeah. I don't think it's going to be built off of, like, oh, I love you. Because he told Francis, you know, I didn't have cold feet with you.
Right.
I knew exactly I loved you, and that was all, I needed to know. And now with her, he's not so sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's because it's the whole pride on, like, my second marriage is going to work, you know?
Yeah, it's like a weird competition.
But
it's always been kind of like that between them. It seems like, though, like, Frances is being less competitive. She's being a better sport now than she was before.
Does she have a choice?
I know.
She's, like, I mean, her life is kind
of... I know.
You know?
I know. But Henry, I think, is elevating it. And I think that, to what you were saying about the moment between Robert and Jackie with the dress, mm-hmm. I feel like Henry and Francis had that moment in the car, you know, just that look. They didn't have to say anything, but the fact that he was just so cool about getting that trip to Miami, not actually going to, you know, going on the trip and then, you know, rescuing Lila, like, you know, this relationship maybe has legs.
But he doesn't want to get married.
Oh, right. I forgot about that. Yes, he doesn't want to get married.
He doesn't want to get married again. And she's like, you know, she's unsure if she would. I'm sure she would get married again.
Yeah.
Quite honestly. Oh, like, definitely. I'm sure she'd be on the marriage
boat. I think
again.
She obviously only said that to make him feel better.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
100%.
100%. But that was, yeah. that was painful. It really, Frances, man. Almost too much of a good sport. I mean, going back to Frances for a second, it was like the knife wielding this episode with the job, and then and then, you know, finding out that Henry's still married, and then, you know, finding out he doesn't want to get married again. It was like one thing after another that she had to.
I wonder if he has kids.
Yeah, I wonder too.
Because they haven't really touched on. I mean, I haven't seen any kids.
Yeah.
Yet.
I feel like he doesn't.
No.
No.
I don't know.
Maybe a secret kids, though, and he's too awkward to tell her.
Secret kids.
Secret kids.
Where would secret kids be hiding?
I don't know. Secret kids. He was hiding his real wife, you know, his business wife or whatever.
True. That's true.
But speaking of a mess, why don't we talk about Dallas and Diane for a second?
Oh, man.
Oh, man. These poor ladies.
Okay. First of all,
yes.
Diane, I feel like she is doing really well at her job.
Yes.
And she's like taking life by the horns. Mm-hmm. I admire her because all of this happened and she's like, F him, you know?
Yes.
And like, I'm just going to do what I need to do and this is how I'm moving forward. And she's stuck to it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she's doing it. She's doing it for herself.
Yeah.
And even so much as, you know, she doesn't have a penny to her name. She's like, I'm going to take you to the zoo. You know? Because I'm your friend.
Send me
like,
friends.
I like her. I really like her. But then Sharon.
Ooh.
When Sharon came in, That hurt.
That
because it's
hurt.
Not her fault. What her husband did is not her fault.
I know.
It's not Diane's fault.
I know.
It just kills me that this woman would go in and be like, oh, yeah, I have no money because of your husband.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
That was like,
that was, yeah, you know. Speaking of knife wielding, that was super painful because you could see Diane, like, you know, with the woman, like, wanting, like, almost a stylist. It was like, oh, maybe this is Diane's new, like, path, you
that's
know, as being a personal self. That's what I wrote,
I was
too.
Like, go, Diane!
Yes! She's like, I have a funky taste in clothes. Like, maybe this is, like, where I need to go. Like, ride that wave, you know? And then, I'm glad you wrote her name down. Sharon.
Yeah.
And then Sharon to do that was just, man. Ooh.
I feel like that's going to set Diane back a little bit.
It is.
It's going to make her visit her husband and tell her husband how much she hates him.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, because, I mean, it's almost, it reminds me of, like, you know, Frances dealing with Robert's, you know, bad money choices.
Right.
You know, it's the same thing. It's like this thing that comes back to haunt you over and over and over again.
Yeah.
You know?
And it sucks, though, because
it sucks.
It's not her fault.
No.
Like, she didn't even know.
She didn't know.
Like, all you can do is sigh.
I know.
Diane.
I'm hoping that Diane, that this does not deter her from her fashion.
Yes.
Yes. Future.
Yeah. I mean,
future
I don't,
fashion.
I don't think she's, like, I don't think fashion is her main job. Like, she's in love with it.
No.
I think she's just doing it because it's the last thing she did.
Yeah.
Before she married.
Right.
Nick.
Yeah.
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 And
exactly.
Then had all this money and could just, like, you know,
whatever.
Do whatever she wanted.
Yeah.
And now she's like, okay, well, I know how to do this. I'm going to go back to my job. It's not her passion. I wonder what her passion is.
Well, I think she needs to find that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes me excited.
Yes, me too.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you know, other Nick victims don't show up at her new passion job.
I hope Sharon's it.
Yeah, I hope Sharon is it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bye, Sharon. Bye. No, I'm sorry, Sharon. I'm sorry that happened to you.
I'm not sorry. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
So let's get into our top three.
All
right. So we're going to talk today about top three HBO shows. Tatiana, you want to take it away?
Okay. HBO has so many good shows.
Yes.
So I like Big Little Lies and Barry.
Yes.
And Veep, which just ended. They're not having another season. And Curb Your Enthusiasm with Larry David. They brought it back.
Nice.
So I went and watched, like, all the old ones, and then I started watching the new ones. I know that's four, but
there's
just too many.
It was hilarious. She's like, I have so many, and I'm like, Googling, and you guys will see, like, my number three is, like, literally, like, a very archaic reference. But
that means you're cool.
That means I'm super cool because like 90s are in right now. But no, my top three are Sex and the City. Divorce. Are we seeing a pattern? I'm about to completely knock off the pattern. Tales from the Crypt. I used to love that show growing up, and I used to stay over at my best friend's house in third grade, and we would watch Tales from the Crypt at midnight on Saturday.
That's
hilarious. Like the coolest thing ever. And like, guys, reboot Tales from the Crypt, because that was such a fun show. Put Sarah Jessica Parker on it so then I could have a real theme going.
There we go.
New idea.
Done it. Doing it.
HBO, I'm pitching it to you right now.
Are you listening? No, I was too afraid to watch Tales of the Crypt. I'm going to be honest. Like, it would come on and I'd be like, and I can't. And that was it.
Yeah.
So I think I've seen like maybe half an episode.
It was fun.
Are we still friends?
We're still friends.
Okay, good.
Yeah. We're still friends. I know. I had a crazy childhood of just watching all these crazy horror movies. So anyways, we're not going to talk about me. Let's get into the special segment. We're going to be talking about celebrity divorces today on the topic of divorce.
Always a fun topic.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about the major divorces that have happened. So today, the newest one is Jeff Bezos and Mackenzie Bezos with Amazon.
Yes.
Okay. So they were married for 25 years. And she's getting $38.3 billion of Amazon stock. But what's really cool is she's donating half of it to charity.
Does she want to Venmo me the other half? Because
if only.
I will take some donations as well. No. Hi.
Can I put my name in the hat for that? But she's now the 22nd most wealthiest person and the 4th richest woman in the world, according to Bloomberg. Yeah, right?
Yes.
Now, Jeff Bezos, he still owns 4% of outstanding stock, or about 19.7 million shares. Oh, excuse me. Mackenzie owns 4% of outstanding stock, which is 19.7 million shares. Jeff Bezos, he retains his 12% stake in Amazon, which is more than $114 billion.
Wow.
Crazy. And he remains the world's richest man in the world.
Do you want to Venmo me?
Anybody. Venmo. Venmo's the thing.
Did they say why they're getting divorced? Is it irreconcilable differences?
Yeah. I mean, of course. Rumors are just like swirling around. But, you know, from everything that I've read, Mackenzie was there from the ground up. Mm-hmm. Like when he first started, and she was like the one woman show. Like she was the secretary. She was the bookkeeper. Like she did all of these things. She even made some deliveries. Like she put in work. She put in work. So she's been there forever. And apparently, you know, he has this mistress that he's with. There's always a mistress. But again, I say this only because of the whole
mistress ever delivered a package?
No. That's the thing. Yes. You know? But I think they've been very fair in how they've handled their divorce. And it hasn't made press as being like super ugly or anything. So, you know, it's just a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of money. So those are the main things. And of course, the stock in Amazon, because Amazon is going to rule the world someday.
Yes.
So
absolutely.
We all know that, right?
Amazon will rule the world. Do we have any fans to shout out to?
Negative.
All right, guys. So if you guys want to shout us out during the show, feel free.
I am watching.
Tweet at us. Tatiana is watching.
Waiting.
Not stalking, not but stalking. Watching. Well, let's get into our news today. So we got a...
There we go.
Sorry, guys. I just wanted to get into it. Divorce is actually beginning some great reviews. Today, Android Authority rated Divorce top 3 of HBO's comedies. It rated over Entourage and Girls. But what do you think about that?
It sucks because, I mean, it's great news, but it also sucks because Divorce wasn't doing so great when it first came on, and now that they're like, oh, it's our final season and there's only 6 episodes. Now you're fantastic.
But it's not just Android Authority. Daily Telegraph also said Divorce is the best comedy you're not watching. It's a middle-aged Fleabag. So guys, start watching it, because it actually is pretty.
So is it possible that they can like not reboot it, but say, psych, this isn't our last season.
I think anything's possible.
We're going to keep going.
I think knowing, you know, the way that media works, everyone likes a good reboot.
Right.
Everyone likes a good remix or good reboot. It might take 10 years, but, you know, yeah.
I hope it goes.
I hope so, too. In other news, Sarah Jessica Parker comes out with her Me Too moment on Sex and the City. She revealed to AOL.com that a big movie star, male movie star, was inappropriate, and she felt powerless to speak up to him.
And she doesn't say who.
She doesn't say who. Hmm. I know.
I want to know who.
We're gonna. I know. I was actually thinking I'm going to go through the IMDb and be like, wonder who it is.
Like, everybody was on that show, I feel like.
Yeah.
Sex and the City.
Yeah.
So it could be, I don't know.
Could be many, many people. But she also said, she didn't say that he actually came on to her or what happened, but she did say that he threatened to send her a one-way ticket out of New York where they were shooting. So maybe she didn't reciprocate some feelings. But I'm glad that Sarah Jessica Parker is speaking up now. I wish she could have spoke up at the time, but
yeah,
you know.
I mean, that's what the Me Too movement is for.
That's what it's for. Exactly.
It's now. Now is the time.
Now is the time. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And in more positive news, Molly Shannon reminisces about Seinfeld because it's Seinfeld's 30-year anniversary, to mention Larry David again. Molly Shannon, when she was on Seinfeld, she was a recent SNL alum, so she felt honored to even get the opportunity to audition.
Oh, yeah.
And she still fondly remembers how Jerry Seinfeld reacted to her audition to play Elaine's eccentric co-worker Sam in season 8's Summer of George. She said, Jerry really laughed when I showed him a demonstration of a girl with long arms walking quickly with her long arms not swinging as she walks. I love that I made Jerry laugh. I really do have long arms, so I think I lucked out and that I was right for the part.
I love Molly Shannon.
Me too.
If you're watching Molly Shannon, we love you.
Yes. And hilarious. Even if Divorce doesn't get a reboot, Diane should be a show.
Yes.
Yes.
I would watch that.
We need more Molly Shannon.
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely.
Hilarious.
Absolutely. Hilarious. Hilarious. Well, let's get into some predictions,
okay,
shall we?
Okay.
And now, your After Buzz TV predictions.
Is that your glow?
This is my, crystal ball
prediction.
Microphone.
Got it.
So, Tatiana, what are your predictions?
Well, as I said, I think that Francis is being groomed to overtake that company, the bird company, because the guy hates his life.
Right.
So I think he's trying to leave the company. So I think she's going to find herself heading it, which I'm not sure what that'll entail, but I think it's coming. I also think that Robert and Jackie will stay together. But I don't think it's going to be a great relationship. And he might be headed for divorce number two.
Yeah.
I hate to be, like, super negative, but their marriage is not built off of the right
foundation. Sure.
You know, it's just so soon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Okay, my predictions. I think that that Henry and Francis are going to continue on in a really healthy relationship, but the whole him not wanting to get married thing is going to be a huge roadblock. And I think that Robert actually is going to try to get back with Francis.
You think so?
I think so. I thought it was really interesting that they didn't show the wedding actually happening in the trailer for next week. Because, you know, obviously that was the big topic today was Robert and Jackie getting married this weekend. There was no mention of it in the trailer. So I was like, are they actually going to get married? Are they not? I think you're right. I think that they will get married because of Robert's pride. But I don't think it's going to last. I don't think they have a good foundation. And I think that Robert may ultimately try to steal Francis from Henry.
I think Henry, if Henry really loves Francis.
Yeah.
I think that he would get married to her.
I think so, too.
Because, you know, when you love people, you do some crazy things.
His foundation for not wanting to get married, too, was not that, like, great of a...
I mean, I could understand how getting married again would be daunting.
Yes.
You know, especially because for whatever reason, the first one didn't work out. But I totally agree with Francis that now you've kind of learned what's going on with your life and how you handle people and whatnot. And you grow from it. And then, like I said last week, you know, after you break up with somebody or after you divorce somebody, you become a different person, hopefully a better one. And whoever you meet next kind of gets this updated version of you.
Absolutely.
And so I think it's cool because Francis and Henry are both in that updated phase.
Yeah.
And so I hope that they can
make it work.
Make it work. Connect with each other, because as much as I love like Francis and Robert together, I just don't know. I don't know if they got back together. It's too much of a mess now.
Yeah.
Like, because then she's going to have baby mama drama.
The child. Yeah. Yeah, it's a mess.
It's a mess now. Yes. So if they got back together, I think it would be more crazy.
Yeah. Which may lead to a reboot.
One can only hope.
One can only hope. Anyways, guys, all right, it's been so wonderful chatting with you guys about divorce. I'm Katie Foley. You can follow me on all platforms at Katie Did What Now. Please don't stalk me.
And I'm Tatiana Marisa. You can follow me at Tatiana Marisa on all platforms. That's it.
That's it. All right, thank you guys for tuning in.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.